Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
marketing. Okay, Ada.
Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, July 19th,
you're approaching the end of this, near the end of this month, and we'd like to welcome you again, I say, to our Blog Talk call tonight. We have Dr. Alali on the line, and we have guests from Canada and other parts of the United States joining us tonight, and we're in for a fabulous treat. And Dr. Alali enlightened us on last weekend about the social events going on in our country and around the world and how it is being affected, how we are being affected in things that we are not aware of. Dr. Alali, I don't know what treat you have in store for us tonight, but I know it will be great. But just remember, this call is for educational purposes only, not meant to treat, cure, or diagnose any diseases, but whatever information you deem necessary to apply in your life, please feel free to do that. Dr. Alali.
Thank you, Ida. I really appreciate everyone interrupting their busy schedule to be on the phone tonight. And I want to thank everyone for the phone calls, the many phone calls and emails that I received over the course of the week. Last week's show was really extraordinary because my heart was so full of just compassion for the city of Dallas, the police force there, and just a few days ago, here we have another ambush of police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I want to thank the listening audience for tuning in tonight. I am on travel. I've spent the weekend at my family reunion, and where we had another heartfelt event because so many members of my family have the technology in their homes, and I was able to just hear testimony after testimony after testimony. Many of you were on the line on the show a few months ago when we had Mike Wilson, my brother of the NFL, that was on the show, and he was sharing how he uses the technology for managing his arthritis and also for managing his sustainability for energy efficiency. Tonight, because I've been traveling with the family reunion and I'm still on the highway, I am just wanted to take the opportunity to thank everyone. My deepest concern continues, and I want, because I'm really exhausted, but I want to get on this line to share. I want to just commit this show tonight to be a continuation of the show last week. We are hurting in America because we have sustained exposure to so many toxins in our home and in our community that the big question we have to ask now is how is it contributing to the demise of our peace? Our communities cannot sustain peace. And because they cannot sustain peace, we've got to ask the question, are the environmental toxins too high? Are the chemicals too high? Is the radiation too high? And this is where we have to begin to focus. I'm excited about the opportunities that are unfolding. I'm excited about our president at least being compassionate enough to begin to listen to community leaders. The White House has a form of inviting community leaders, inviting people with solutions to the White House, and they are now seeking the opinions of community organizations throughout the nation, coast to coast. And so I want this show to be dedicated to just praying for the nation, praying that we can really embrace this national call to action. Everybody has to do their part. I'm anointed to be an environmental nurse health physicist. I'm anointed to do what I do. I know there's been a lot of opposition, a lot of naysayers, a lot of people that are trying to silence my voice, but because God called me to this work, because God is concerned about the health of our environments, the health of our communities, and now Congress has legislated a foundation to look at environmental health education. We are going forward, and we're going forward in love, a love that binds us together, a love that's not afraid to find solutions for problems that are life-threatening or critical. We don't have to hide anymore. We don't have to shield ourselves, and we don't have to be silent about this problem. People are sick. I mean, I experienced a situation just today where I had the opportunity to educate someone and test them in their home and just simulate the technology. And it was amazing to me that within 30 minutes of just putting a Q2x2 on the hot water tank and putting the solar insulators on two windows of a 5,000-square-foot house, there became such an integration of energy and a relay of energy waves in the house with just 30% of the technology that the person's vision began to clear up. And so let's just go to God and pray. Pray for direction. Pray that our voices would be heard. Pray that our enemies would be scattered. Pray that our nation would be healed. Pray that communities that are built on toxic waste, that there will be mercy and grace put extended to these families so that either the waste can be mitigated or they can be relocated. And that's what's deep on my heart tonight. So I want everybody to just come in agreement with me. Father, in the name Lord Jesus, we thank Nathan on the spot, Jonathan Hill and Ida Morris, Father God, for their courage to lift up my voice, Father God, to the world through this radio show. People are listening around the world. They're sending these, the MP3 recordings around the world. We're hearing from all over the nation because of the labors of love for these people, Father God, that have seeded into my life to lift my voice forward. We have a voice. And, Father, my mind reflected all this week on Dr. Martin Luther King, his book, God, Give Me the Strength to Love. He wrote this book from a jail cell after they had bombed his house, after they threatened the lives of his wife and his children. And he had a conversation with God in the jail cell. He said, God, I cannot go on. I could see if it was just me and it was just my life that would be required for the journey. But now the life of my children, my gifts from you, the life of my wife, my gift from you, is being threatened. And so, God, I don't know if I have the strength to continue on because I don't know if I could live if I caused the death of my children and my wife because of this journey. And sometimes I feel that way. In this, those of you who walk close with me, you've seen the struggle. You've seen people trying to tear down our work faster than we can build. But I'm encouraged because my prayer continues to be, God, give me the strength to love, and let love be the power that I operate from. Let love be the power, God, that lifts my voice to the nation. Let love be the power that fills me with wisdom. Let love be the guidance that gives me clarity and inventing technology that sustains human life. Let love, God, be the strength that I climb with. Father God, you've seen how hard the journey has been. You've seen the lies. You've seen all of the complexities of this journey. You've seen the struggles. You've seen the lack. You've seen the limitation. But, Father God, I feel like the woman with just a few little cups of flour and some oil. And Father, I have blessed the little bit that you have given me and you have multiplied it. When I think about all the people that's on this line tonight across North America and across Canada, Father God, who have stopped what they were doing, tuned into this radio show to see how they can get wisdom and technology to change communities and help the sick and encourage the feeble and afflicted, Father God. When I reflect upon the miracles, Father God, I'm so glad I didn't stop, Father, when they said that the technology, they put me out on rational with you, God, and said the technology was nothing. I'm so glad that when we couldn't find quantifying meters to say and that could validate and confirm what it was, and people said, give up and put it on the shelf. I'm so glad I didn't stop. Because if I would have stopped, God, I never would have got a phone call at 6 o'clock in the morning to tell me about a little girl that has suffered more than 1,500 minutes of seizures a week, and now she was seizure-free. She had stopped her seizures in the middle of the night. God, if I would have stopped, I never would have heard Lynn's testimony talking about a brain tumor that dissolved in his wife's head, Father God, in the MRI report that came back. There's no tumor noted. God, if I would have stopped, I never would have heard the miracle of a young couple who had tried for 17 years to conceive a baby and to have a child. And yet, Father God, you allowed them to go forward, and they didn't even know they were pregnant until they had. The baby was 6 weeks away. If I would have stopped, God, I would never have seen a woman that had multiple sclerosis for more than 20 years testify that she was now drug-free and had balance, God, if I would have stopped. I never would have had the opportunity to stand at Columbia University and to have the support of the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education, Father God, to webinar this bioengineering model to the world. And Father God, because of your love, because of your anointing, because of your will, because of your way, because of your wisdom, because of your ability, Father God, if I would have stopped, your kingdom would not have come to the people who hope in you, who pray, and ask you to be magnified in their lives. And so now, God, on this radio show tonight, I pray you stir the soul of everyone. Everyone that may have been discouraged, Father, people who had the mitigated gall to love me so much that they said, Dr. Lolly, I will support you. Nobody will turn me from you. I won't believe the lies. I want you to be encouraged. I want to make a way for you. I want to make phone calls and tell people about you. I want to seed and sow and sponsor this technology to be born, so that a way to retrofit our houses and barns and businesses and schools, a way to save our families from going crazy, being full of wrath and rage, a way to help retrofit and mitigate these toxins in these houses so we can stop the massive health disparities of cancers, which are coming. 95% are coming from these toxic environments. Oh, God, strengthen all of us to love. At a time when our nation is in great despair and our police officers, God, are coming under ambush and war, I pray, God, your mercy that the Wi-Fi, the radiation in our cities, in our homes, in our communities, in our schools, Father God, that you would hear, the nation would hear our cry, that our program would go forth, Father God, in such a way that insurance companies will pay for this program. We celebrate the movement that's in Blue Cross Blue Shield to recognize electromagnetic hypersensitivity as an idiopathic environmental illness, God. Now, we thank you for doing the exceeding. We thank you for doing the abundant. We thank you for bringing forth. We thank you for your love, God. To the mountains around us, we proclaim you are now applying grace, grace, grace. Put your gracious hand upon us and strengthen us to love for the days ahead. Make a way for us out of nowhere, God. Part the waters for us. Let our voices ring, Father God, from Capitol Hill to the mountains, to the valleys, Father God, of our nation, of our states. Father God, let our voice ring from California to New York, from Miami, Father God, to Detroit, Michigan. Let this movement, let this national call to action come forth in such a mighty way that masses are able to access getting their homes retrofitted, Father God, and having insurance companies pay for it so we can stop the massive numbers of children dying from asthma attacks, seizure disorders. Father, we can stop the masses, Father God. That are the children that are developing autism. May you have mercy and pour your mercy out upon the state of Arkansas, where autism has increased 33,000%, God. You would think people would be happy that somebody is trying to find a solution to this severe problem. But I thank you, God, for giving me strength to love. I thank you for making a way for me out of no way. I thank you for sustaining me. I thank you for my Canadian family, God, that give me their strength to stand on. They give me their hope, Father God. They test, they validate what we're saying. They explore and give me feedback, Father God. I'm asking you for everybody that has sacrificed to keep hope alive, to sustain this vision of retrofitting environments. God, I'm asking you to give them double blessings. In this holy year of the Shemate, I'm asking you to restore all the health that's been taken away from them from toxic environments, God. Now I'm asking you to be magnified. I'm asking you to be glorified, God. Bind us together in a love that is so awesome that we rock North America. And from North America, God, from the unity of our Canadian and American families, we rock the world. Because, God, you're an awesome God. You don't want your people suffering from toxic environments. So I thank you, Father God, that by the authority of your love for all of us, that you lift our voices in such a way that people begin to seek us, seek our knowledge, because it's bigger than us. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't do it without you, God. So I'm asking you to be magnified. I'm asking you to be glorified in this effort, God. Do not let us be put to shame because we trust in you. Father God, put our enemies to confusion. And lift our hope, lift our voice so that we are heard and this program becomes available. Father God, we bless you for the training efforts that's going forth in the universities now so that we will have at least two universities, God, where this training program will be able to take place. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. And we're asking you to be magnified in our lives. Be glorified in our lives. Be magnified in this effort and give us the wisdom. Give us the wisdom that we need to move forward. In Jesus' name, we decree it is so in your heavens. And we decree it is so in your earth. Amen, amen, and amen. There were some pastors listening in on the show last week, and they called me. And they prayed with me. They said, Doc, we've been listening in from time to time for years now, but we've never heard a show like last week. We see God is changing you, shifting the atmosphere. And I'm so humbled by all the prayer that went forth last week. And I took that enthusiasm to my family, to the family reunion. I haven't seen many of my cousins for 30 years. It was such a blessing to get feedback from those of them that was on the line last week. And if you care to share or reflect about last week, I'm going to open up the lines now because there's so many of you that hearts are heavy. If you have something to say, just press 1. and share on the line. Go ahead.
Everybody on the line is live. If you call me, we live. Men,
well,
live.
There's no one that... Go ahead.
I said everyone that called in is live. Men, Mario, y'all live.
Well, listen, I appreciate it. If no one has anything to share tonight, I am still on the highway, and I'm still in travel. I was so grateful that this I was able to help hold a signal. I'm going to continue on my journey, and
yes,
I just want to thank everybody. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who want to share anything? Well, I want to take the opportunity to thank you for all your love. And even Heather, she said she was cheerleading after the show and said, "What went on in there? Boy, this you were really stirred." And she had one of her friends listening through the door, because I was last week. I was so disturbed. I did the show from my bedroom. And she was like, "We didn't know whether to get the offering pan or what to do." They were ready to take up an offering. But I'm just excited about the fact that our journey forward is through prayer. Our journey forward, God is putting an anointing upon this movement, an anointing upon each and every one of you. I celebrate, Lynn, for his compassion for his community. Anyone that has a brain tumor, he's showing them how to get their head off the wall. I celebrate Rod and his compassion for people with multiple sclerosis after he heard Marcia's testimony. And incidentally, Marcia has started a revival in her community. She's met with pastors doing the pulpit safety campaign. She's got her own meters. She has taken the 4-day training. She is going out and evangelizing the home care agencies, and it's just tremendous that what she has started in her city in 1 week. She said she's just ecstatic with joy. And so this movement is happening, and I'll have more to share next week. As we get ready for Mario's conference. Mario, do you want to just share with those listening in about the conference that's happening in Canada? Are you on tonight?
Yes, I am on. It's going to be on the 14th of August to come. It's going to be at Parc Jarry in Montreal. It's a big forum, world forum, and environmental fair. And we are expecting 50 to 80,000 people over the day period, 9 to 5. Eh? So I invited Dr. Lally to be my guest on that conference so that people from around the world could actually probably for the first time hear about Dr. Lally technology.
Yes. Thank you, Mario. And we have the International African Chamber of Commerce happening in Dallas, Texas, where we want to set up a video conference because we want to be able to share with people from African nations what's happening on the farm there in Canada, as well as our soy farmers in southern Ohio. You heard the testimony of Mr. Frank talking about his soy plants had almost doubled in size on his soy farm. And so Africa has a problem, as you know, with drought and irrigating their plants, their crops. And we have a system, our water system can actually be retrofitted to a irrigation system on the farm. Increases oxygen in the water, increases alkalinity in the water, it stops the buildup of lime. And Mr. Frank shared that it has been tremendous on his soy farm because it saved him thousands of dollars from having to have the drains rotor-rooted and cleaned from the buildup of lime. So we're excited about these two activities moving forward because the world is concerned about environmental toxins, and we strive to serve the world best with what we know and understand in bioengineering, and we're so grateful that we have a model that is valued enough by Columbia University to webinar to the world. So having said that, I appreciate everybody tuning in tonight, and next week we'll have some more exciting guests talking about the miracle of retrofitted homes. And thank everybody for tuning in. You get off early tonight, and I'll talk to everybody, see everybody this time next week. Good night.
Good night, Dr. Lally.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
everyone.
Yes, he-